Welcome to the Brain Fox Podcast. I'm Ed Rand.
Me, I'm Britt Johnson.
And I'm Audrey.
We just had a wonderful.
You wanna start over the recording?
No. Okay. Oh. This is all correct.
Ann Kolbitz is in the house. We're going to be talking to her about her dreams as a young person and her revenge fantasies
her
on
fan
people
fiction.
That she didn't like.
Yeah, fiction.
Revenge fan fiction in a basketball game. We're going to plan.
Yep, that's right. That's also in the,
Yes, listen all the way through for our event of the season.
We'll be cooking the books.
We'll be doing with Ann
on the
help.
Court.
And right at the beginning of this episode, you'll find out the name of Anne's new cat.
I know that's why you're listening.
That's why you're listening.
Yeah.
Meow.
Here it is, AnneCast. Look, I'm going to use that whether you want me to use it or not. The cat thing.
If you have to. Just don't credit me.
Look, I'm trying to keep it organic here. Keep it light.
It's my stage name or something.
What is your stage name?
I'm still working on it. That's, I'll let you know.
That rolls off the tongue.
Yeah. Still working on it, Productions.
Yep. That actually, I bet that exists.
Of course it exists.
I'm sure that exists.
Every production, small production company is always like, stay tuned, Productions.
Why is that?
I don't know. I hate that.
It's like,
coming soon.
Can't think of a name.
Right.
Group.
Right. To be announced later videos. Like,
in association
so
with.
So eye-rolly.
Am I supposed to come up with one?
That's why I'm looking at you.
No, that was.
Am I supposed to come up with one? Productions. Yeah, I like that.
With a drawing of Ed's face with like hand up. Like what gives?
Or it's just nouns a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's like three people who started this company, mm-hmm. Productions.
Apricot beer belly videos.
That's, or two things that like are contrasting.
Apricot beer belly?
Or like, you know, like skinny beer belly, you know, like two things that mean that would you would not use to describe adjective and a noun. You wouldn't use to describe itself, you know.
Right, right.
Rich hobo.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
yes.
a good example.
Yeah, that's a great example. I'm trying not to name like bands or
real
groups.
Oh.
Yeah, that have names like that that I am very eye-rolly about. Yeah.
Eye lolly.
Yeah, you don't want to get blackballed.
No.
Yeah. No.
White blackballed.
It's worse than getting blueballed. Like, blackballed is like the next level of blue balls.
That's like how they castrate sheep.
That's true.
Yeah.
Blackball?
They put rubber bands around them and then they...
Oh my gosh.
Until they
this
fall
the
off.
Second time this week I've had this conversation.
And it's both times it's been brought up by me.
Because Anne saw a sheep getting, what is it, castrated?
It's castrated.
But what is the point of that? Why can't they have balls?
Because
so they
if
don't
they,
reproduce.
Yeah, if they have, want to have, we don't want baby sheep.
They can't produce.
But, so
semen.
What do we want? What are,
just
the fur?
Just grow up.
What
grow
do
up
we
sheep?
Want? Fur! What do we want it?
It's
no
actually,
ball!
It's actually wool.
Yeah, it's wool.
And also...
No, this is made of sheep's fur.
Also...
It's just... Whatever.
I think it's because ours were castrated because...
Yours, like your own.
Yeah.
You have sheep?
My parents do. I don't.
I thought we were talking about goats.
No, these are sheep.
Okay.
Cool. Actual sheep. You can probably do it to a goat. You can probably do it to any man, really. I mean, I can
so
imagine.
What
it's
is, so,
process.
So tell me the process.
So you put a rubber band around it, and then eventually it cuts off circulation to it. So then it just means the top of the sack. Yeah, the like, yeah, it can still pee, and then.
And this time it is the sheep, not the sack.
And then it turns like it just basically dies. Like it gets.
From
you know,
lack of blood.
Lack of oxygen
and
blood.
Just
over
sort
the course of a day.
And then,
just, like,
and then no, it takes, a, it
from
takes
what
like
I
a month.
Understand, the
yeah.
sheep
a
doesn't
month?
Feel it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, according to what I've heard, they don't feel it. The sheep have no feeling in their pee.
That-
On top of that, from what I've heard, it's a tasty snack for the sheepdog.
Ew!
Well, we didn't have a dog at the
you didn't
time.
Have a dog?
We had a dog, but not when they were castrated.
So when they fall off, the dog
so
just
we threw him in the freezer
that's what,
until we
that's
got
what,
a dog.
My 11th grade English teacher, he's a sheep farmer.
Right,
maybe he just doesn't feed his dog real things, and he's like, yeah, sheep penis.
No,
dead.
He said his sheep
nuts.
Dogs love him.
Nuts, not penis.
Oh, well,
it can still pee, end quote, Ann Kolbitz, like 40 seconds ago.
Well, you know, I don't know.
Is the penis
I don't know
affected?
What, I don't know. It can still pee, and just that's the only process.
Because I'm like, is there like
they were fun
gash, you know, down there?
No, like, it's just like nothing. It just kind of heals back. It's like if you were to castrate a person, like a real live man.
I don't know how that goes either.
You know
and
how that goes?
I don't.
You see, yeah. I
saw a play about this in Edinburgh. There was like they castrate someone, and they said that it basically just retracts. Like they lasered it up, and then it like.
But see, that means
retracted in, and then they could still pee. But
yeah,
they had no nugs.
Yeah. See, to me, that means it sounds like a nice clean
koosh balls.
Like koosh, a nice clean cut with a laser or maybe a heated blade.
Yeah, I think it was a heated blade.
And not
just like
a mailman's rubber bands.
They weren't just regular rubber bands. They were like special rubber bands.
Sheep nut bands.
I think they were called like.
Sack ties.
Sack ties.
That's the worst part about being a eunuch, you know, the severance package.
Ooh.
Tweet. Old tweet.
Don't tweet. I know just what you're saying.
Don't tweet.
So please stop explaining. Mm-hmm. So, Anne, what was this play that you saw about castration?
Well, it was actually pretty terrible, and it wasn't...
Wait, was it about castration?
It wasn't about castration, but that just happened. It happened in it. It was about people who were con artists, and then when they get in too deep, and then...
trying to keep up above.
I don't know what that song
is. I don't know that song either.
Instead of going
what time
under,
period did this take place?
It took place in like the 80s, I think, or the 80s or 90s.
The 1980s?
Yeah,
19. And people were getting castrated.
Yeah,
then.
they were like involved. It was a Russian mafia guy that did it.
Oh, okay.
So
they get
the guy and they to punish him for whatever he did, stealing money or something terrible.
Paintings.
They basically castrate him. And in front of the wife.
And they put
and they had been
Fabergé
wanting to have
eggs.
A kid. It turned out that they adopted a prostitute kid in the end, so it's fine. It's fine. It all worked out.
With adoption. So it was pro-adoption.
It was kind of pro-adoption, except they couldn't do it.
Kind of pro-prostitution.
Well, no, it was pretty anti-prostitute. They weren't like, yes, let's keep our child adopted and also a prostitute. They decided to take it away from the prostitute that they had known. They thought it was the prostitute they knew's daughter, but it was actually a little baby prostitute. I'm talking about castration and baby prostitutes.
I know, baby prostitutes really is a well. No.
Yeah, it was a baby prostitute.
See, age thing aside, just the amount of awareness for a baby to be like, I know what sex is, I know.
I don't think it did. I think
body.
That's why it was sad. Unless I think it was just like a little baby, and they were like,
giving
well, it was
it
like
up.
A 4-year-old. It wasn't like a baby, but.
It's fully grown.
It's not, actually.
You're going to be like arrested after this gets released.
I know, right? Then we'll know someone's listening.
That's true. That's a good point.
I got arrested.
They were here.
And we'll make.
What was that show called?
Something about the two somethings of a knife, the other side of the knife or something.
And they castrated someone?
Yeah. It was a horrible play. It was
just...
a horrible play. There was like. They,
you don't recommend it.
It was two Scottish people doing it, and they had to do a bunch of different accents, and they actually had to do a Boston accent for a very short amount of time, and it was
Yikes.
The single worst thing I've ever heard in my
Yikes.
Life. I went with Taylor, and we actually, both of us, were punching each other in the arms because it was so bad. We couldn't, it was like unwatchable. So.
During the play itself or the Boston accent?
During the Boston accent. The play itself wasn't great, but the Boston accent just kind of turned it up a notch.
Could you recreate that? Boston accent?
I don't even know if I could. I mean, I can't do a Scottish accent, so maybe I shouldn't be too harsh on them. But it was like, so we're gonna go to steal the paintings, right?
Oh, gosh.
It was that bad.
A little too much cowboy in there.
Right,
it was
Southern.
I don't know what it was. It was just, it was awful. They said wicked in there somewhere.
Oh, that, yeah. Sure.
Speaking
we'll
of,
buy it.
Speaking yeah. of Southern, at the show last night, Anne, at Goodnight Captain White.
Oh, my gosh.
Performance.
Yeah.
I think you accidentally kind of slid into a Southern accent for talking to me.
I think I probably did.
When you said, we're quite confused because apparently there's been a murder on our hands is a line.
Yeah.
And I think you were like, because apparently, and then you were like.
You tried to play it off.
Yeah, like, been a murder on our hands.
Yeah, it was kind of another mini stroke.
Those seem to happen to you when you're sitting on the trays.
You know why? It's because
near it.
Well, usually it's because there's some kind of physical distraction. Like usually what happens is the knife is sticking into me or my shoe is falling off. And so I'm thinking about that instead of I'm not in the moment.
Yeah.
That is Goodnight Captain White.
So when you're not in the moment, you slip into a Southern accent?
Or just pure gibberish, which I also did.
Which was Friday night.
And I didn't change it. I committed to speaking in a nonsense language.
And I had a very quick pickup right after her of another just one-liner. And I heard her kind of, I heard her stumble, and just in that very short moment, I was like, oh, I got to make sure that I really land this next line so I can cover for Anne. And then I sort of like, the stroke was like kind of contagious because I like my whole mouth like wanted to laugh so hard. So I'm supposed to say, stab you in flesh and blood. And Anne's like, is there, which can't, like literally making nonsense noises. And then I was like, stab you in pleasure. Like I couldn't cover for her.
Yeah, it was that bad. So, there was nothing you could do.
You sounded like a robot. She thought she was having, like, we later were like, I think I just had a stroke on stage.
Yeah, it was that
bad. Like
all
of a sudden she just stood up and like was not making words.
No, she was not.
But acting. So yeah. Nobody probably noticed.
Right, exactly. It was sold it.
And it was the press preview, and it was just a bunch of kindly older folk who were furloughed from the government and coming to see the show for free as a reward. So they were not thrilled.
Shut down
rewards. Go see a dress rehearsal of a show.
Speaking of, can't speak our line straight.
Yeah.
Speaking of rewards, Ed, how about those things yesterday in the Boston Sports Arena?
Oh. Those things meaning the two sport games that were played?
Mm-hmm.
The Patriots and the Red Sox?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
What do you think about that? Obviously, it's exciting.
Be,
it's
yeah.
Cool.
Oh, absolutely. I'm just thinking how interesting it will be to hear this whenever this podcast is released.
This next week,
because it didn't happen yesterday for the podcast listeners.
True.
So we're talking about Sunday.
10/13/13.
Is that today?
Right. That was yesterday.
Oh, okay. Cool.
The Patriots threw a last-second touchdown.
Right.
Which was very exciting.
The whole team came together and put a hand on the ball.
Yeah, it was a good team effort.
Somebody broke away in time to catch it.
All right, Tom Brady threw a last.
Thank you.
Last second, meaning the last 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm. And then David Ortiz
hit a grand slam.
That was crazy.
And then
yeah.
a grand slam at Denny's.
Which was even crazier because those things are so bad for you. Yeah, it was really exciting.
They're like, just do heroin. He's like, no, I'm eating the grand slam. They're like, please don't.
This is our fucking city.
Yep.
Remember when he said that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's just bleep it.
Oh, sorry. This is
just
our
bleep
bleeping
yourself.
City.
Yeah. Says Ortiz.
Mm-hmm.
Ortiz. Any inside info on this, Ed? Any inside, like, secrets about the what went down you can give us? Obviously, I figure you're somewhat steeped in the...
Yeah. Secrets about the Patriots and the Red Sox comeback wins yesterday?
Uh-huh. Fascinating details?
Well, I watched both games with my dad, and as the Red Sox were losing the second game, my dad predicted a grand slam because he's like, just like the Patriots came back in the last second.
Wow.
We're going to hit. He actually predicted that the bases would be loaded in the eighth inning and we wouldn't score a run, but then we would load them again in the ninth inning and hit a grand slam to win it.
Is that what happened in the eighth?
No, they loaded the bases in the eighth and hit a grand slam.
Oh, okay.
So
he
still
was right.
Really
pretty
close.
Bad
timing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Still pretty bad of a predictor, but no, sure. No, still.
I'm just saying, he doesn't get full credit, but he gets a lot of credit.
Yeah, that's a lot of credit.
Yeah. It was pretty amazing.
His credit score just rose, I think,
yeah.
mm-hmm. from predicting that.
Yeah.
I do those freecreditreport.com commercials when my hair was
you used
longer.
To.
Yeah, I used
yeah.
to when I
yeah.
had my longer hair.
Yeah.
I was the guy on the guitar in those. So you're right. His credit score did go up.
Right.
I would probably have good credit if that was true. I have bad credit. I have no credit, I think.
Which is bad.
Have you ever looked at it?
No.
I did for the first time not that long ago, and it was kind of
You get good credit from paying off student loans, though, don't you?
You do. You. Mm-hmm. I don't have much credit because I don't have any bad credit, but I also don't have any – like, I don't, never had a credit card or a mortgage or
yeah,
anything.
Yeah, I've never had
so
a credit card or
it's
mortgage
not,
either.
It's like kind of
– You have
meh.
To, like, have things to
– Yeah, it's like you have to owe things in order to get good credit, which is kind of
right.
Dumb.
It is weird.
I think it's like if you don't owe things, you should be doing well. But
right.
You know.
But I guess I want to see that you
need
can
them.
Handle it.
Yeah, I guess so. So the student loans help, and like if you get a car loan or something, that also helps.
The only thing I've ever had is student loans, and I applied for a credit card, and they wouldn't give it to me.
Really?
Yeah. In college,
and you worked for a bank.
Well, it was when I was working not for a bank anymore. I was denied because my weekly income wasn't enough or something like that.
Wow.
But clearly, I'm not going to spend more than I make.
Right.
I guess.
That's not the American way, Ed.
Well, that's the thing. That's true. They kind of want you to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're like, he doesn't make enough to really make us money.
That's probably the truth of what they were rejecting me for. That's interesting, right? Talking about credit scores and credit cards.
I'm into that. The truth of the Mather.
I think, yeah.
That's
the truth of the Cotton Mather?
Well, I was thinking Marshall Mathers. The truth of the Mather is
he's a wiser man.
His biography.
I always imagine his Cotton Mather is blonde.
Really?
Yeah. Dyed blonde with short hair?
No, just like that light kind of like...
like the albino and Cold
Mountain?
Yeah.
I was going to say Paul Bettany in any of the various albino roles that he's played, but like similar to that. Mm-hmm. Like really, really light yellowish, whitish hair. Mm-hmm.
Did you see Gravity yet?
No, I'm going this Friday to see it.
That's the sound they tell you to make when you have a conversation about Gravity, mm-hmm. and somebody in the group hasn't seen it. You have to. Everybody has to.
Have you guys all seen it?
I just saw it today.
Yeah.
So it's really good then.
It's good.
It's fine.
It's great.
You just have to see it. That's like, it's not about whether the movie is good or not. It's like about whether you've seen it or not.
Okay. Yeah. I will see it. I heard an astronaut said that space is better or something like that.
What do you mean? Real space or the movie? I don't understand.
Well, I think there were people who are
saying that, space?
That this is captures what it feels like to be in space or something like that. And the astronaut took offense to that and said real space is better.
Yeah.
I think
better going to movie theater. Yeah. Cool.
I don't think anybody was actually saying I don't need to go to space anymore. I've seen Gravity.
This is in 3D though, so I don't know. Maybe he didn't put the glasses on.
Space isn't.
He probably
3D.
Didn't.
He probably forgot.
He was
the
like,
glasses.
He's like, I know what it's like. I'm not gonna put the glasses on. I've been in space.
And then afterwards, he was like, space is way better.
It's like it was kind of blurry too. The whole movie.
I read an interview with Karan, and they were talking about how
the director
he showed a lot of astronauts, and you know they were working with NASA and stuff like that. And he said that showing astronauts and getting their personal reactions to it, he'd be like, "What'd you think?" And they'd be like, on the Chinese space station, the window isn't on the right. It's not there.
So all they notice is the little
and he'd be like, okay, right, we had to have it there for the specific reason. So, like, what did you think? And they're like, but that the window isn't
good,
on the right.
But the
like,
window.
They, like, so focus on, like...
Yeah, the task
like,
at hand.
Right, and what's real, like, real being realistically portrayed. Like, I think that means that they're in it, you know, and they were really watching and really paying attention. Yeah. But they're just so pragmatic, talking about space.
If there have been bigger issues, like, that's not what it looks like to float in space, then they would have said that instead of the windows on the wrong
side.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really funny.
Wheels on the bus.
Have you guys ever
seen
that?
None of them had any complaints about Sandra Bullock? Just kidding.
You know how sexist.
I thought you liked her.
No, I hate her.
Really?
I don't hate her.
I had it totally backwards.
Based on
I
what?
I think Speed is the only movie of hers that I like.
Ed.
She's really good.
What don't you like her in?
Everything since Speed.
She makes a lot of movies that don't appeal to me. So.
Like what?
The Lake House.
What is that one?
I don't know that.
I don't know that one.
Is that with Keanu Reeves?
I think so.
And they put the letter in the mailbox, and it's like out of time.
I don't understand the process.
I think I saw that on TV once.
It sounds
so
romantic.
He's in the past. And
I think
she's
it was supposed
future.
To be romantic, but not so
but
far
like
in the future
movie.
That they don't end up meeting each
right,
other.
Right,
which is the dumb part.
Don't give away the ending.
It's not the ending.
Oh come on, that's
I'm sure the ending.
And the twist is they don't meet. Ooh.
It's a good twist.
Did you want to be an astronaut when you were a kid?
I never did because I don't like it. I don't like heights. I don't like any of that nonsense.
You don't like flying?
I don't like flights. I get motion sick.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, you would hate space.
I would hate it. I got really motion sick
me too.
The first bit of this movie, especially, I was nauseous.
Yep.
So if I was doing it in real life.
Spoilers!
Spoilers, I got nauseous.
Spoilers, I don't like heights.
Yeah. I don't mind flying on an airplane as long as
really?
I like the taking off and landing, and when it gets turbulence, that scares me. But the rest
right.
of it, I can focus on the movie or something. And,
yeah.
But you don't have movies in space.
Yeah. Well, Sandra's not like watching movies while she's flying across.
Fixing, right.
Yeah, exactly.
No, she's not. When she's floating in space.
Putting a bolt on. Spoiler.
Anne's like, could you put a movie on for me while she's floating in space? With...
Yeah, like 18,000 miles an right. hour. Can I have a screen right above me?
Oh, that's good.
Did you want to be an astronaut?
No. What did you want to be then?
When I was little, I wanted to be a canine oncologist.
That's how
canine?
Little. How little are you
canine.
Talking?
I'm talking like probably third grade.
It's an oncologist.
It's a cancer doctor for a dog.
How did you know that that was a job?
Because I saw a television special on it on, you know, Discovery or PBS, and
okay.
It was about Angel. It was like a documentary about Angel Memorial Hospital, and they were focusing on the oncology wing.
Canine or human?
It was specifically animals. It wasn't just canines, but they had. I think that's what I decided I wanted to be because someone was a canine oncologist and I really liked dogs a lot. I was obsessed with dogs. I like checked books out of the library about dogs all the time.
Some people do that about like sharks and stuff.
Yeah, no, I did that with like an AKC breed book. So I would just look and see the different dog breeds and try to memorize them. It was
okay.
So I wanted to be a cancer doctor and then I job shadowed at a vet. They let me do that.
And like in like fourth grade?
It was later because I stayed wanting to be a vet for a long time. So it was when I was in junior high. And then I hated it. I hated it because it was mostly cleaning up poop and watching tumors get burned off with lasers.
Ew!
And I thought, this is pretty...
I said ew so many times on this podcast.
I'm sorry. I'm pretty gross.
But you have a cat now.
I do.
So you went to the dark side.
I did. Well, my mom hates cats. She thinks they're like little devil creatures. So I never even considered wanting a cat when I was little.
Yeah.
You just bought her story, hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah, I was like, cats are devil creatures. Going to have to go with it.
Isn't that interesting how we believe things that our parents tell us when we're little?
Yeah.
And it's not until we're like older that it's like, oh, wait, my parents are actually make mistakes.
You're right.
We're just trying to like protect you for, you know, like it's not truth. It's just like
make crap
what's
up.
Convenient at the time for you to believe. Yeah, my parents hated cats, too.
Yeah, what's the I don't understand how you could hate them. I can understand not wanting one, but...
Well, our neighbors had outside cats, so they would come into our yard and, like, poop in the sandbox. And my dad was like, I think that, like, incensed him more than anything on earth would be, like...
That is gross.
Stinking cats coming over here.
Yeah.
And, like, they'd kill stuff and, you know. But that's outside cats that,
like,
are allowed to do things that they want.
Yeah. I think that makes
inside
sense.
Inside cats are different. But my sister went over to the dark side, too. She was always a dog person and, like, has a dog voice when she talks to dogs. Like, people have baby voices and, like, just was really obsessed. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, dogs more than she liked people for a really long time. And she just got a cat and then was, like, instantly switched.
Catwoman.
So, yeah, that's all we talk about on the phone when we talk on the phone now is we just talk about our cats. Mm.
So
cats.
You wanted
plural.
To do that for a long time.
Yeah. A long time.
And then
it was
literally just the one shadowing experience that you were like.
And my mom still remembers it because I came home and we were sitting.
Seventh grade or something?
Something. It might have been six or seven. I don't know. But mm-hmm. I came home and I was sitting at the dinner table at family dinner and they were asking me, you know, how my day was. And I just went, you know, I don't really like animals that much.
After like 13 years of being obsessed.
Because before that, I wanted to be an entomologist. So I had like a whole I went from like little
Which
animal
is...
bug studier.
Okay.
Someone who said, and I hate bugs, but I wanted to study bugs because, you know, I would catch them in the little things and I don't know.
I had one of those when I was little.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool. Of course, it would be you catch a cricket and that's adorable. And then you realize entomologists, it involves a lot of disgusting bug study and being outside with bugs attacking.
Sure.
It's not fun.
Usually, yes.
Yeah. It's not like you're just in your backyard, like watching some ants, you know. You're like in the rainforest.
I caught the cutest bug today, guys.
Yeah. Paycheck?
Yeah. I thought it was like butterflies, where you get to pin the butterflies. I thought that was really cool. Not actually pinning them, but just once they're already dead. I wouldn't murder them.
Spreading them underneath that glass.
Yeah, and you delicately pin them so you don't rub off their color.
So that was off the table.
It was off
You're
the
like,
table.
I don't want to burn tumors and clean up shit.
Yep. I moved on from there.
To?
I don't know what I wanted to be. For a little while, I was kind of, meh, maybe I'll be a writer. I think I wanted to be a writer for a long time.
You went through a little depression. You were like, I'm an adult now. I'm 12 years old.
I changed to wanting to be a writer. And I won the Creative Writing Award when I was in eighth grade at our graduation. And
ooh.
I was like, It was like a $50 savings bond.
You're like, I'm going to use this momentum and like just write a novel. Like,
get
tomorrow.
Published.
I did. I wrote Newsies fan fiction is what I did with it.
Did you publish it?
On fanfiction.net, I did.
Man,
is it still up there?
I actually don't know. I remember I found it not that long ago, but then I think I may have logged into it and deleted some of the stories that were super embarrassing.
While you were drunk.
Yeah, it was one of those sort of things.
Shame.
Yeah.
I like the idea of you deleting stuff in a drunken, like, in a drunken moment.
Instead of
creating it, like, you go back and delete things. Like, oh, I deleted all those Yelp reviews the other night. I drank, like, two bottles of wine, and I just was so upset with how that looked.
It was the Newsies fan fiction was pretty embarrassing. Like, if somebody were to, because I don't think I was, I named characters after myself, so it wasn't subtle. Ann Kulpitz. I killed off my whole family on, like, the first page in one of the stories so that I could move to New York and be a newsie. It was very.
Sure.
Yeah.
Something's got to happen to them if you're going to turn into an
Yeah, they all got
newsie.
A disease. I named it, I still remember, I named it the Half Plague because it killed half of the people in the town.
The Half Plague.
You remember the Half Plague?
Hell yeah.
That sounds like a Sandra Bullock movie.
So they named that plague after the plague.
The amount of people.
There was no name for it while it was happening.
Well, we didn't figure out what happened and how we got it, but like 50%
of people
died.
But we got a name now.
Yeah.
And I like lie. And the thing, story, I lied to my aunt and uncle who are going to come and take me away to live with in their farm. And I was like, actually, I have a job in New York I can go to. And I just ran away to New York to be an actress.
And did you end up hooking up with Christian Bale, 14-year-old?
No, it wasn't Christian Bale. It was Dutchie, who was a...
Not familiar enough with the Newsies.
Have you seen that, Ed?
The Newsies? Sure, yeah.
It's just Newsies, first of all.
Oh, sorry.
It's just Newsies.
Yes. Snoozies.
Oh...
If I was 12 again, I would be so mad.
She would kill you in a half play.
Especially
dead.
Especially if it was during her...
I'm going to write the most scathing fan fiction.
And then delete it next weekend.
Ooh, you're lucky really I deleted that,
getcha.
Ed.
Really getcha.
So which was the one that you
Dutchie.
Had the crush on?
Dutchie. He was blonde and had glasses. And he had exactly two lines in the movie.
Tall?
Tall enough. I mean, compared to the 15-year-old boys. I don't know.
Just watching
the older
TV.
Newsies. He wasn't like one of the little boy ones. He was older. I think the actor... I don't remember this off the top of my head, but I think he was 19 when he filmed it, so he was an older one.
Okay.
Legal is what she means.
So not weird.
But I was not legal when I wrote it, so it wouldn't have mattered. But he had he was a dancer. He was one of the dancers, and he had two lines, and I decided I loved him. And it was because nobody else...
Because of his dancing?
It was because nobody else picked him. Like, in all the Newsies fan... sites.
Sure.
Dutchie wasn't the one everyone loved, so I was like, I'm going to choose him.
Maybe it can happen. Yeah.
You can search by tags. You can search by, like, characters I would want to hit.
Yeah.
And Dutchie only had, like, one or two stories about him. And
I was
like
I'm going to write a bunch about Dutchie and Anne. they were good. At first, we hated each other in the story, and then we loved each other.
Is this, like, erotic fan fiction?
It was not erotic. Well, unless you consider kissing on a balcony erotic.
Because
that happened.
Which we do.
It sounds like you do, Anne, as well. It sounds like you did, and you do.
It was pretty erotic.
So is that why it got deleted? Because of the
eroticism? No, because if you, like, Google... I'm sure if you Googled my name hard enough, my actual full name, it was in there. I think I named myself Anne Kulpitz in the story.
And I like that you gave real excuses to your family members about going to New York.
Yeah.
Being like, just in case they ask, I'm going to tell them that I have a job, and it's, like, legit, and I'm going to take the bus.
Yep.
Like, I love that you weren't just like, and I went to New York. You're like, well, someone was asking about me, so I had to come up with something to say.
This is all real-life crossover.
Yes.
Of, like, if this actually happened,
so cute.
This is what I would tell.
Everything has to be realistic. Write about what you know.
So what would you win your prize for in 8th grade?
I wrote
fan fiction.
It was
No,
I wrote...
Most erotic 8th grade story.
We had to write a lot of short stories, and you'd get extra credit if you wrote more, and I was a sucker for that, so I just did it, and I liked writing short stories, so I did it all the time. And I wrote a bunch of them. One of them was about a class. Everyone in the class took a pill, and everyone could turn into an animal, like a different animal.
Ooh, drawing on her previous experience as an entomocancerologist.
My character was, in fact, a fox.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
that's what I was. It was cute.
Were you still Anne, or did you have like a different persona?
No, I was Anne. I was still Anne. I was just Anne the fox.
Yeah.
So it was
Anne
like
fox.
When you turned into your animal, you were like fox. you kind of started getting the like drawn to the animal
the
side
call
and
the
not
wild.
Yeah, you not wanting to go back to being like a human. So it was really tricky. And they had to fix it by giving us other pills. Like somebody else came in and found the like a deus ex machina. Like, yeah, here's the magical remedy pill. And everyone turned fine.
And just throw the powder on, yeah, the animal.
But I remember I mostly used a lot of my fiction when I was younger was to do bad things to people I didn't like. Like, that was kind of like my nice outlet for kids that I didn't like. I turned them into like ugly creatures.
Revenge, right, fiction. Yeah. Revenge porn.
I wrote one where we were going on a school trip to Switzerland and we were flying and the plane crashed and everyone died except for myself and my two best friends.
Oh,
And the guy that I didn't like the most in the class, he was like my arch enemy.
The other gender?
Yeah. Well, I liked him for a little while and I hated him. It was one of those.
Okay, right, one of those kind of
his last name was Cox. So he survived the plane crash.
Probably still is
details.
Cox.
It's his first name is Bruce, if you really want to
Bruce
know.
Bruce?
No. No, bruised.
Bruised Cox.
Bruce Cox.
Bruce Cox. And he survived the plane crash, and then when the rescue helicopter was coming, he fell off the ladder.
I knew you were going to say that.
He fell off the ladder.
Yeah, and also there was a newsie on the plane. A newsie actor, and he survived. I forgot about this story.
You didn't submit this to your creative.
This isn't what won.
Yeah, I did, and I got a note on it that said, "Please see me."
Yeah, I was gonna say that's the kind of thing the kids like have to go to therapy for.
Well, I didn't see him, and it was mine. It was just my way of working out my. I wasn't.
I'm more surprised that you submitted it, not that you wrote it.
I was like, it's a fiction. It doesn't matter that I'm.
Except it's the names of all the students in my class that I really wanted to be in a plane crash.
And you had them all die.
Well, not my best friends. My best friend, and I was sad about some of them in the story. I just knew that everyone couldn't survive. But yeah, especially the guy
walking
that fell off
by each body and describing if you're shedding a tear or like smiling. And then I saw Jeremy and I smiled. And then I saw Susie and I cried. And then I saw Linda.
My homeroom was mostly boys, so it was, you know, nice. In junior high, that's rough.
When you're talking about the ones that the pill turns people into animals, I don't know, I'm like, is this? Let me think of the competition was sponsored by like GlaxoSmithKline or something. With all the stories have to involve prescription drugs.
The sponsors, yeah, for the competition.
It could have been. They could have planted some kind of earworm and. That's where it came from.
So you had to take a pill to get rid of it.
Yeah. Turn into a worm.
Turn into a worm.
The worm.
An actual worm, yeah.
That'd be cool. I'd want to be a worm.
No, you wouldn't.
No, they get eaten by... I think I would.
No, you wouldn't.
If you got ripped in half, you'd regenerate.
I know.
Well, then there'd be two of you. That would be cool.
And like, you'd be squirming around trying to get away from like robins and stuff.
Sounds
like
a good...
And into the ground. I don't know. It just sounds really different than my life.
My life as an invertebrate.
Right.
Vertebrate? Invertebrate?
They're invertebrates. They have a back.
Intervertebrate?
Yeah, they're intervertebrates.
They're unintervertebrates.
They have half a back.
They're introvertebrates.
I'm an introvertebrate. I'm not an extrovert.
It sounds like Brett at the end of it, too, yeah.
I'm an introvertebrate. Johnson.
That's how a worm would say it. Maybe you should be the worm.
Yeah.
So writing, fine. Writing.
Mm-hmm.
Win this competition, you're
$50
on your way to...
Not $50. $50 savings bond.
Yeah, which I have cashed, so don't even think
about
getting
that money.
How long did you sit on that?
Oh, I got like...
8 years?
No, I didn't cash it when it was fully done. I cashed it in high school so I could buy a flute or something. I don't know, but I used it to do something towards my education.
God, you're greedy.
Yeah. Actually, my parents...
So you didn't pay taxes or not?
I don't remember. My parents took me and they...
These are the things I'm interested in. No, I'm just kidding.
But I don't know what our credit score was at the time.
What bank did you go to?
Franklin Savings Bank.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That was me being Ed.
Mm-hmm.
So you moved on.
I moved on.
You're not a writer now.
I'm not. Well
you are.
I like it. I'm still into it.
But did you...
I don't kill people in my stories that I know personally anymore.
You just give them different names.
Right. I just change them. Right. I adjust their names.
I stepped on this worm who happened to be named Audrey.
Usually it's like I would name you like Andrea. That would be my... changing it and
you
would be probably like
Bruce Cox.
You'd be Bruce Cox.
Bruised Cox.
Or like Ned. I wouldn't be creative in the renaming. I still want to
and
know.
And the E would be capital. Lorga said E-D.
Yeah. It was unfortunate.
I've asked this before. Is it your full name Ed or is it like Edward?
Edward.
Okay. Cool.
Is Ed short for anything else?
Edmund.
Oh, Edwin.
Yeah, okay.
Edwin.
Yep.
Eddie.
I don't know in a single.
My granddad was Edwin.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good name.
I do like Edwin.
That's better than what was the second one?
Edmund.
Edmund.
Eddie Bevins. He went to Gordon, didn't he?
Yep.
Edwin.
Is he an Edwin?
I think it was an Edwin.
What is it? I remember him. I think.
Kind of slate, glasses.
Sure.
If he had been an Edward, I'd have for sure remembered him.
Rochester. Edward Rochester.
I got a Rochester.
That's a good one.
And then performance in high school, were you like, I want to...
Yeah, high school was when I did it up my whole, you know...
Life career.
Since when I was little. But I, yeah, in high school, I really loved it. Because it was an athletic school, primarily. Mm. So, and I'm not athletic at all. Mm-hmm. So, that's
And this
of,
was private school, right?
It was private school. It was boarding school. So, instead of having gym class or PE, you had to do a competitive sport.
Wow.
And a
what
lot of people...
did you do?
I did – freshman year, I did soccer and basketball because when you're a freshman, you have to do two seasons of a competitive sport.
What? Oh.
And then when I was – the rest of the years, I did basketball and I didn't do soccer anymore.
I cannot see you playing one
sport. I sucked so hard. I was on the basketball team and on varsity basketball, but it was a ski school, so no one played basketball. So I made varsity having never played a day of basketball in my entire life.
That's
and
impressive.
Being 5'3". So it was –
What's ski school mean?
It's ski, like they have a lot
skiing?
Of skiing. Yeah,
okay, right.
There are a lot of ski teams, and they Olympic
so that's where you would
and...
send your child if they want to do competitive.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly
for life. And then you'd be like, oh, I also go to school that caters to that. Program.
So like in winter, we had like our classes would end at noon or 11 something, and then people would go to the mountain and ski, and then we'd have night class to make up for that. So it was just to get people have daylight to ski. No, I've never skied a day in my life.
You didn't ski when you were up there?
I never skied even when I've Nordic skied, but I've never downhilled. I was
cross country, assuming by Nordic, right?
Yeah, okay. I've never cross country skied, but I've I mean, I have never downhilled, but I've
just trying to confuse you.
Yeah, we were close to Sunday River, so that's where most of the people did it.
And so did you choose basketball because there was really no team?
Because it was mostly because in wintertime there were no other competitive sports. And I wanted to do the musical in the spring because you couldn't do theater and because it was the same time slot.
Right.
And everyone had to do an afternoon activity. And one of those afternoon activities for one of the trimesters had to be a competitive sport. So theater.
And I bet everybody skied in the winter.
Yep.
So they're not going to offer like a bunch of cool stuff.
Yeah,
like
it was
volleyball.
I'm pretty sure it was just basketball was the only other competitive one. So if I wanted to do one, that's kind of what I did. So it was. I mean, it was fine. It was. We were so bad that it didn't matter. Like we lost a game to Baxter School for the deaf, which was very confusing. The refs were interesting too. It was a whole new world.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But that's a story.
Junior
right
year, we were good by that year. They started to build up the
So you played for 4 years?
Only three, because senior year I petitioned to do theater all three trimesters.
Oh good.
Because I said I planned on doing it in college and so they gave me permission to do
it. And they believe the heck out of you.
They did. Mm-hmm.
Good.
So
did your friend Sharon go there?
No.
Okay.
She's my cousin.
Okay.
But no, she didn't.
She's not my friend.
She's also my friend.
She's not my freaking friend.
But I didn't meet her in high school. I've known her since
met
I was
from
little.
Birth.
We met
from
So you got some basketball experience under your belt.
I do.
Do you still have, you probably still have some of that in your bones.
I occasionally, it turns on and turns off. Sometimes I get a basketball in my hand and I'm like shooting hoops, like going through the hoop like a swish.
Like a mother.
Like a swish. Uh-huh. Sometimes
just
I get
like
it and I'm really terrible at it. So I haven't played in, I mean, I just had my 10-year high school reunion, so I haven't played in 11 years.
They
so.
Don't have like alumni versus the current team or anything?
Not for basketball. We had it during,
like,
they had that for lacrosse.
You
not
guys
for,
have to pretend to be deaf.
If I pretend to be deaf, I might be able to win.
I want to see you versus back. Brian Paris in a little one-on-one.
I would love that.
I think Brian
he's probably
would
like
win.
A foot and a half taller than me, isn't he? How tall is he?
Yes, but he's also like one of the most like docile and hilarious
people.
Yeah, but he
said he's pretty good at basketball.
I'm good at horse. I'm good at horse and pig and that kind. Like right. I'm fine at just shooting. I just don't think I would know.
Yeah,
that's
I'd be really good
that.
At that.
Well, then we should do that. We should have a we should have a horse.
That's way
off.
Too much pressure. I would have such an upset stomach that
we should
day.
Have a video so podcast.
Yep.
Of the face-off.
That would be great.
Guest
and all the
guest.
Guests.
That would be fun.
I would do that.
Or we could do like knockout.
And we should play Till Brain Fox.
Till Brain Fox? Oh,
yeah,
like
instead,
that's
instead
the word?
Instead of horse.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I think
that's
that.
A great idea.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
How about Fox?
Brain I there's
be a
basketball
long game.
Hoop on the Salem Common. And like there's some pretty hot dads that play. I know this is what I
is
brought up.
Is this why
with
you brought
parents.
It up?
Yeah, I think about it all the time. So that would be fun to play down there.
Yeah.
Get the hot dads.
Opposite
the hot
of the
dads.
Hot dads.
And the hot dads will be like,
could it
hey.
Be like maybe Brain Fox alum guests versus hot dads?
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah. That wouldn't be a podcast, though. That would be like a full-on event that I would sell tickets to. And I'd be like, all the hot dads need to be in shirtless.
Spandex.
We're going to spray you down.
Skins versus shirts.
Right.
All the hot dads are definitely skinny.
Shirts versus them, pants.
Which definitely would be in shirts. All right, let's do it.
Pants versus, yeah. I think we
I want to have an event.
Then, and then we'll announce it. That'd be fun.
Yeah, let's do it.
A little play-by-play.
I have to start practicing again.
Okay, right. Let's do it.
No, this is good.
You have time, man.
I do. That's true. This is what I'm going to do in my laid-off period. Yeah. I'm going to become a basketball
player.
Superstar.
Player.
Superstar.
I'm going to be on the WNBA.
Cheryl Swoops.
By March.
I know a WNBA player's name.
That's the most memorable of them.
I think that's the only one I know, Cheryl Swoops.
She's actually the only person in the WNBA. Everybody else is just like adjunct.
Yeah. There's one more that I knew.
Well, there's a lot more that are playing. Okay.
Yeah, but there's only one more I knew.
There's one more in the league.
Cheryl different Swoops Cheryl? And... No.
Are you going to go old school?
It would have been when I was like junior high.
Lisa Leslie?
That's the one I'm thinking of, Lisa Leslie. Nice. It was another alliterative type. Yeah.
Yep.
I think in old school, like she's as in, is she gonna like shoot basketballs like between?
That's
her
what
legs?
I thought too. I was like, oh, what's that mean? Like granny sweatbands, style. You're wearing like the Converse, you know, like the old
Lisa
sneakers.
Leslie doesn't play anymore. I don't think.
I highly doubt it because she was playing when I was like 12 years old. So yeah. she was still going.
But the Swoop Monster,
Cheryl Swoops.
Woo!
She might have just recently retired. Actually,
really,
I don't know.
Man, this is your chance.
Google
Swoops
me.
and Lisa Leslie.
I think this is my calling. I've been waiting for it for 6 years. I found my calling.
Mm-hmm. You found it.
I found WNBA aspirations.
Thank you for tracing your heart's lineage.
I know. That was fun.
Yeah, I'm happy.
I learned a lot.
And I think we got a game plan now, too, for how you're going to be
back. Literally
a
game plan.
On the court.
Yep.
Playing a game plan.
Yeah. I've got some.
I'm pretty good at horse.
I'll gin.
Get some Umbro shorts.
Ooh, yeah.
Umbro.
Umbro.
Yeah.
That sounds good. That's
old school. I want to pour the Gatorade over you when you win.
Yeah.
I get to do that.
Solo. Dump a bucket.
It's going to be so cold. It's outside. It's probably going to be
in November. Sure. And like, thanks. Soaks I in. Won.
I have pneumonia. I won pneumonia.
It's all right. I wouldn't have to take any sick days.
Oh.
That's very nice. Yeah. Anne, thank you for coming on.
Thanks
for having me,
of
guys.
Of course.
Great guest.
Thanks
for listening to the Brain Fox Podcast. Check us out. It'sbrainfox.com, youtube.com/itsbrainfox for our videos, or brainfoxpodcast.tumblr.com for the podcast episodes. Shoot us an email. Yeah, shoot us an email at itsbrainfox@gmail.com. And for God's sake, for the last word, can we please go to Ed?
Swish.